Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, all right. Two pros and a cup of Joe. Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can listen to us on the iHeartRadio app. You know, you can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country. Wherever you are, making us a part of your Football Friday, we appreciate you doing so. We will be taking you all the way up until later on this hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. First round of the NFL draft is in the books, and the big shocker for a lot of people out
there
was that the Atlanta Falcons take Michael Penix Jr. at number 8 overall, and apparently Kirk Cousins and Kirk Cousins' agent were not happy and not expecting that to be the decision that they made with the first round pick. They reportedly were told that quarterback would be in consideration, but they did not think that it would be in the first round. But then the Atlanta Falcons do the deal, and they draft Michael Penix Jr., and it sent shockwaves through a lot of people that were watching the draft, covering the draft, even, you know, somebody like the Raiders who probably thought, oh, okay, well, he's going to be sitting there for us when we pick, and then he was off the board. And I think Jay Glazer made that point as well, too, to where the Raiders and who, maybe it was Denver,
yeah,
assumed that he would probably be there. And once he was taken, it just kind of threw everybody for a loop. And I don't know how many people actually thought he would go ahead of J.J. McCarthy either.
They took Mike Penix. Uh-oh.
What I loved about it was, and I kind of said this throughout the process, is he had, to me this year, the second best tape of anyone I watched. You know, Jaden Daniels was number one. Penix was two. Caleb was three. JJ honestly was four, and May was probably five. Mm. You know, if you really want to break it down
like
purely
that.
Off tape.
I like that list.
But what you kept hearing was, oh, well, the medical, all the injuries. And you weren't sure how teams were going to look at a knee that's had multiple ACL tears or shoulders that have had multiple surgeries, right? And you weren't sure how they were going to view guys who were older, right? I mean, Michael Penix was in college football for 6 years. Bo Nix, 6 years. There's still some guys who are in this draft class that have been 6 years. Jaden Daniels was, what, five? So you never know how they were going to view a class that, you know, had some older guys who took advantage of a COVID year and extra years, if that would be a knock or not. I mean, the one thing that you, when you look at the Kirk Cousins contract and the age of Michael Penix, is if Kirk Cousins plays out his contract, Michael Penix will be 28. He's 24 years old. So even then, like, he might not, in a perfect world, in the, as Raheem Morris had said, if they go the Green Bay route, he might not play until he's 26 30. Years old, 27 years old, which is not like crazy, right? I mean, Brandon Whedon got drafted after playing professional baseball and then at Oklahoma State at 28 years old.
Chris Winkie was what, 27?
Chris Winkie was 30.
Grown ass,
was he 30?
Yeah.
He was 30.
He was old in college, though.
Really? Yeah,
it's not unheard of, but like you just get to that concern about, I guess, their age and injuries even sooner, and he's already got those injury concerns. The question I was going to ask you guys was this, though, earlier. When you look at, for example, the Atlanta Falcons taking Michael Penix, which I think we'd all agree, like, they've got Cousins. Maybe you could make the case, you know, not only for depth as a backup, but also for the future, it made sense. But there's other spots they probably could address, right? I think we'd all agree on that.
Yes.
Well, meanwhile, you got the Giants, who are sitting there at six. And they had a completely different thought process. Because, yes, they go with Malik Nabers, who I think is going to be a big-time playmaker. But now you're locked into Daniel Jones basically being the guy. And so what's crazy to me is, like, when you look at that pick now in retrospect, do you not say, like, maybe the Giants should have been thinking like the Falcons were?
The Giants were, if you believe the reporting that's out there, which, you know, take it for what it's worth, but that Drake May was the guy that they were targeting and they tried to move up. So my only thought would have been, all right, maybe they liked him so much more than everybody else that they thought, if he's not there, we'll just take the best player on our board. And they went with Nabers. But,
well, it's great, but who's throwing the football now?
That's
Daniel Jones?
I mean,
they have to believe that Daniel Jones is the answer this year. So it looks like. You're not going to get a quarterback at this point and say that that's going to be the guy that's going to beat Daniel Jones out.
I mean, you keep saying that, making that sound, Jonas, but no one knows what the hell that means.
Spencer Rattler, come on.
I know.
Then,
but like,
then they need to watch
terrible,
their all. They gotta
supposed
watch
to be a snake?
22s. Yeah, it's a rattlesnake.
No, do the snake again. Does that sound like a rattlesnake to you, LeVar?
No.
Not at all.
What does it sound like?
Do you have a
dog?
Rattlesnake sound, Lorena? Do you have a rattlesnake? You probably don't.
No.
Oh, you want to have a rattlesnake off? I'll out-rattle anybody here on the show if you guys want to go that route.
You'll out-rattle?
All right, LeVar, let me see your snake. Come on. Give it to me.
Oh, jeez.
I can't do the snake, man. I just can't. I'm sorry. I just can't.
Come on. You live up in the mountains. You don't have rattlesnakes up there? You got grizzly bears, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, listen. Somebody was not happy with the decision of the... Oh, we do have a rattlesnake sound? We got something, Lee?
Sounds nothing like Jonas.
Okay, yeah, but that rattlesnake clearly is a cokehead.
Ha, 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 ha.
So mine's the sober
version.
Why
is it cokehead?
Because you hear how fast it's going?
Yeah, that's how rattlesnakes sound, pal.
Yo, that speed.
Have you never seen a rattlesnake before, Jonas?
Like, scratching
I'm going back. It's so good. Cocaine.
Cocaine
snake. Cocaine rattlesnake.
So Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris were talking with the media last night. And they were talking with the media last night, and they were being asked about Kirk Cousins when they found out that quarterback was going to be the move and going to be the direction they were going. And this is how that back and forth went last night in Atlanta.
Well, that's a private. We wouldn't share that, you know, and obviously we...
Reactions are pretty private, right?
Yeah.
You know, he got called on the clock, obviously, because it's a sensitive time with the issues of what you got going on. It's never a right time to talk to a quarterback about those things, and reactions are always going to be private when it comes to those things, unless Kirk decides to tell you some of those things, or whatever the case may be. But he's a competitor, just like us all, and you can always expect those things to go just like you kind of think.
And so that's the reaction they got from Kirk Cousins. Do you think Kirk Cousins, when that happened last night,
He was like, what the what?
Well, I wonder.
What the frick?
Yeah, he probably would have said that. I wonder.
Gosh darn it.
Because one of my thoughts was he was better off in Minnesota. And I wonder if he thought after that happened, like, damn, I should have stayed in Minnesota.
The irony is, if you look at what Minnesota did in the first round, they literally replaced what they lost in free agency. They drafted a quarterback, they drafted an edge rusher, and they lost Danielle Hunter, and they lost Kirk Cousins.
So they got younger and cheaper at both.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know if they'll be as competitive with both, if Turner and J.J. McCarthy can be the guys they're hoping they'll be, but saves room for Justin Jefferson's extension, which is, golly, it's going to be like $35 million a year now.
Dang.
It's got to be 33 at least. You'd have to think he's going to leapfrog A.J. Brown, would you not?
Yes.
Man, these guys getting paid, dude.
That's a good-ass situation for J.J. McCarthy,
hell,
I'll tell you
that. I was just going to say, I think the biggest winners last night are Michael Penix and J.J. McCarthy from the quarterbacks.
And don't forget they added Aaron Jones to that backfield.
Right.
Jeez.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like both those guys enter into good spots. And I'll even say Bo Nix to a degree because I think Sean Payton is now – he's attached his wagon to Bo Nix.
He gives them the best chance of success in the league, I'd say that.
I like something about Bo Nix. I think he's gonna have a good year for Denver.
Did you all see his reaction? It looked like he knew. Like he looked at his dad – and dapped him up, and it looked like his dad and him were just like kind of like gave this nod, like, yeah, they told us this was going to happen, and this is where we're going.
Jay said Sean Payton, and this is, I don't know if this is because of where they were picking, or I don't know, but he said that Sean Payton said, this is my favorite guy in the draft. This is who I want in the draft.
I think he said the same thing to, he was talking to Belichick on, the Pat McAfee show starring AJ Hawk, and he said the same thing. They left his private workout and said they couldn't believe what they saw with him.
Apparently, they gave him
playbook.
Is that what it was?
Probably.
Yeah, I heard they gave him the playbook. He needed to know the playbook the next day. He comes in the next day, knows the entire playbook, like what they wanted him to know. And executing in the next day of meetings or whatever it was that they were doing.
You have to understand, he's a very, very mature young man. He is older. He's 24, so you'd expect that to a degree. But, like, of all of these quarterbacks, you know, when I get to sit down and talk to him, he was the one that came off, and I was like, all right, he's like, in college, but he's not about all this other crap. Like, he's ready to go pro.
Lanning loved him. He loves him.
Yeah, because he
sits his kids and everything.
He's a coach's son. I believe he's married.
Yeah, he is married.
He's like, he's completely like just settled down and not, there's no BS to it, right? Like, you don't worry about getting a call late at night because he's out partying or something. You don't worry about any of those other things. The question just becomes within Sean Payton's offense with what they have, like, what's his ceiling, how good he can be. And if you're talking about a guy that took Drew Brees, help, you know, and allowed him to be and set the all-time completion percentage, you know, record and become one of the most efficient passers we've ever seen. I mean, that's what Bo Nix was at Oregon. He set the completion percentage record. Like, I know people want to talk about how many screens he threw. That was like a big knock on him. But if you actually put on the tape too of the plus 10 plus, you know, yards downfield or 20 plus yards downfield, he was actually really accurate downfield too. But everyone knocks him because, like, oh, they threw a ton of screens. Well, yeah, you've got, you know, a guy in Troy Franklin who's a heck of a speed demon that you get the ball to in space and other athletes in space. So, of course, you're going to throw screens to those guys.
So, when you say best situation, Michael Penix is one of the him and J.J. McCarthy. If Penix isn't going to get an opportunity to play right away, is that the best situation for him?
I think it is for him to sit, learn, and understand because he's sitting behind a guy who kind of similar to Patrick Mahomes and Alex Smith. He is sitting behind a guy who has not been able to rely on his talent and athleticism to win. Kirk Cousins relies on every other intangible that he has in his preparation and how he goes about giving himself the best chance to win on the field, but it all is all through what he does during the week, right? So if you're a guy like Michael Penix, who's more athletic, he can run better than Kirk Cousins can. So you have that in your back pocket, but you don't want to rely on that. And I think he knows that too from his time in Indiana, then to Washington, that when you leave the pocket, like that's where injuries happen. And so he talked about developing more of that portion of his game. So I think he gets to see how Kirk Cousins prepares, how defenses try to take away different players. Like, that's one of the things that you have to learn when you get in the NFL is it's all about playmakers. It's all about matchups. And it's like that to some degree in college, but, like, sometimes, like, teams just can't even take away your best player because they're too good. They don't have, like, the ability to. And it's more about, you know, halftime in college. They're just trying to get guys lined up in the right spot sometimes. So at the NFL level, like, when you've got Kyle Pitts, when you've got Drake London, when you've got all these weapons they've got now, or Bijan, how are they going to play Bijan when he's not in the backfield? he's going to hear exactly how Kirk Cousins breaks down every single moment before the snap of the football and how he goes about discerning, then confirming what he sees after the snap and what the defense is doing. Like, that is a education that you can't get from a coach. You're watching a guy go out there and do it for a year or two. So not only does he not have to worry about, like, you know, being thrusted in there necessarily. Now, we don't know if Kirk gets injured, but he gets time to learn the offense. He gets time to learn how to prepare, how to be a pro, how to see how defenses match up with their personnel, how to see different defenses he's going to see, and all those things. He gets time before he gets that first impression. Because these other rookies that are getting thrusted into it, we're going to make a first impression off of that first year. And then, yeah. You know, if they, like Bryce Young, a lot of people have given up on him after Zach 1 year. Yeah, or Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
And I think CJ Stroud will continue to play at a high level, but we form our opinion off 1 year.
Based off of them needing
and that's
to
it.
Play that way, though. That's the thing.
Exactly.
That's a successful rookie year for a high draft pick, the way Stroud played.
Right.
It's crazy. Like, your expectations of high draft picks are generally unrealistic when you're talking about the integration and adaptation of being in the league. I 100% agree. And that's something that it's a lost way of doing things. It's a lost way because we're in a microwave society. Everybody wants to see now. Like, they want it now. Yeah. And that's pretty crazy.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah, go on.
Completely off topic of this,
because
I'm having a conversation on the side with a meat wagon. He asked me if Joe Alt has hit puberty yet, because he looks like
a boy in a giant's body.
Yeah. And I was like, when he stood up.
That's a great call.
I was like, he might be 7 foot by the time he's like his fifth or sixth year in the league. Yeah. That's how big he is.
Yeah, that's
dang.
He does look like he's got a really young face.
Like no facial hair. Like no facial hair has even tried to come in yet.
No, like, he's still growing. He's just a growing boy. He's still drinking his milk.
Dang.
You know.
Well, where is he? Where is the child? Here he comes. Here comes Tiny. Whoa.
And he's all these big guys. By the way, I don't know why. Like, they got their girlfriend sitting there. I'm like, man, I feel bad for her. That guy's just,
dang.
These dudes are gigantic.
Why is that?
What, when you saw Olu?
Any of them. Like, I'm just like, imagine if like he just falls on him. Like, it could end really bad.
Feel bad for their next boyfriend too.
You know? Oh no!
Just saying. Like,
oh no!
These guys are huge. Well, and Joe Alt's dad played in the NFL as well too. His dad was like 6'6" or 6'7", wasn't he?
Yeah,
played tackle as well too.
Yeah,
so that's correct.
He's a big dude.
Yeah.
But it is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Listen, I don't care if you're Joe Alt. Joe Alt's development, Joe Alt's girlfriend, Joe Alt's dad.
Where is this going?
I don't know.
Because you know today's always a football Friday for whoever.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
That's
I thought we were
going to
split it.
It's Friday.
Steaming with the beat.
Come on. It's JJ McCarthy's girlfriend.
With the beam.
Come on. Michael Penix. Michael Penix. Penix. Come on. JJ. Olu. Come on. Come on. It's a girlfriend's draft. It's a girlfriend's draft. They got drafted too. They got drafted too. They got drafted. They got drafted. They got drafted. Come on. Let's stop this. Let's cut this out. Come on. Let's do this right. Come on, Eddie. Friday night is a football Friday.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
Football Friday. Brady. Q. Come on. Are we done yet? Come on. Are we done yet?
Football Friday here
football
on Fox
Friday.
Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. Coming up next here, though, we are going to tell you about how
I'm not feeling it.
We were being told that somebody could be on the move in the NFL, and as it turns out, it wasn't them. It was a teammate of theirs. Find out the latest. It's yours right here on FSR.
Wow. Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here.
You need some silk, Doc.
Do I?
Let me just get it out of the way.
What?
There's so many great things about silk.
Mm.
The flavors, the nutrition, the recipes. One thing that doesn't get enough attention is silk has shelf-stable options, which will stay fresh without, that's right, refrigeration until opened. So go ahead and stock up. Learn more about silk products at silk.com. The shocker.
That's what I'm talking about. By the way, we're going to have a silky edition of over-unders for the weekend. We recapped the first round of the draft last hour. A lot of controversy. We will get into...
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, LeVar did point out they showed a replay of J.J. McCarthy getting drafted. There was a dog there.
It was a white lab. It wasn't a
Yeah, I didn't doubt that. Yeah, there was one dog.
But it was
There's probably more. That is what I'm saying. We just weren't paying attention close enough.
I combed through. I was looking. Trust me.
You were looking?
Yeah.
But you didn't see the one.
Well, there's other things that people were pointing to that distracted me from
She
that.
Was holding the dog.
Exactly.
She was holding.
Hey, exactly.
Okay, that's fair. Fair point. You know what? I won't argue you. That's a fair point. All right.
I feel bad for Olu's girlfriend.
Why do we keep revisiting?
Because, why are you? Because, like, we already talked about
this. Right, you're infatuated Olu and his girlfriend. You should be applauding her.
Jonas is weird.
No, no, because let me tell you why. Because I think people are trying to make it more than it is, and I'm with Lee on this. And LeVar is trying to just sit there saying that she was blocking her out. And
I didn't say that.
And Lee,
I think I said that.
Lee pointed out that. That Olu's girlfriend and the mom embraced later. Like, it's a
like
feel,
way
it's
later.
A feel good.
Lee's hoping for
everybody.
That because he wants that same embrace when he's got.
When
that
he's sitting on the outside,
yeah.
Boxed
when his
out.
Girlfriend gets drafted,
dang,
you know?
Dang, Lee. Lee was holding out hope, like in his mind. That's what his mind created. Like, she did give him a hug later. No, the hell, she did not. You stay right on over there.
Lee, what footage did you see where there was a hug between the two? Because I didn't see that either, but I trust you because you don't miss on this.
Well, because everyone trims it. Just like at any soundbite that we play,
it wasn't short. It wasn't short.
It was short, man.
It was like a minute long. They like they were there for a while. Edged it, the awkward reach over the mom's lap, like should I touch him? Should I not touch him? Like, it's just the whole exchange just was, you know.
The whole family, like, hugged at one point, and she was just standing there, like, kind of clapping, like, Hercules, Hercules.
Oh, no. Well, the fact that Olu was just sitting there smiling and laughing, though, that's what made it even funnier. Like, he was in his space. He was totally oblivious. She was on the outside. She was looking for the support.
He's like, hey,
it's my
welcome to the family.
Get used to it.
So with that being said, what are the other
Lee out here trying to find it so he could text message it to us.
He's really hoping.
Lee's really hoping
for more acceptance.
He's like, your emails.
I've seen it. Look, Lee's like, I've seen it. They hugged.
All right, let me. It's interesting because I thought Lee would have defended the mom based on his resume.
I see what you did there.
And instead, he's not. He's going the other way.
Interesting.
So that's more. I don't see anything.
The email. Yeah.
I just see the Blenders update is all I got.
I see the Blenders.
Which was, thank God for Lee. We cleared that up earlier. I don't see. Okay, now I do see. Lee's trying to say that Olu Fashanu's mom.
Yeah, you didn't send anything, Lee.
Although, again, a lot of people kind of had that, we're rich, bitch, kind of reaction.
They did.
You know?
They did. I'm telling you, when people reach their arms up to the heaven, and they just reach out like, Jesus, you could take me.
Oh,
like, thank
you know
you.
What I noticed?
Which one? What?
When the mom leans over to hug him, the girlfriend slides in a little closer.
Yes,
like,
she
whatever,
did.
Like,
oh, she did.
That right.
No, she did slide in
Lee.
Closer.
I'm with Lee. What an embrace. Oh, what a welcoming embrace.
There's a hug there.
Where is it?
What are you talking about? Look right here.
Oh, jeez.
That's an embrace.
She got her whole right butt cheek when Mama turned to hug. She took up that space.
Yeah,
there was an open gap. She filled it, and then she was right there to hug Mama.
Hey, Mama Fashanu, everybody in that house, be proud of yourselves. Like that is how you show everybody that we're all one and we are Penn State.
We are. Oh, but then Mama kind of boxed her out of the picture, though.
Hey, man.
I don't know. At the end, I don't know.
She was really trying to figure it out. That's like, she was really trying to figure it out. I mean, hey, this is, Man, well, oh, man. God bless her soul, man.
Lee, good luck, man.
I feel for
good
her.
Good luck, Lee.
I've been there. I feel for her.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Dang.
That is
good
truly.
Luck, Lee.
I mean,
Lee, just try not to look as awkward, man. Like,
I try not to.
You draw so much attention.
The more
to
you
yourself.
Try not to, the more you do, you know?
Yeah, it's like the first night, the first time I went over to the in-laws for a Christmas Eve, and they were having tamales, and I asked if they had any ketchup. It was like, I was basically Olu's girlfriend. They looked at me like, what are you doing?
Can I just explain to you what makes it, like, not awkward in those situations? As if he had acknowledged her. You know what I mean? Like, I just got to keep going back to.
He didn't acknowledge her?
O was in his world, man. Like, whatever world he went into when they called his name, that's where he was living.
Well, he's going to New York.
He stayed right in the center. He did not move. He did not deviate. He was just right there smiling, laughing. It wouldn't have been as awkward if he would have just got up. Like, this is what you do, right? You get up. You hug your mom, you hug your dad, you hug your chick, everybody, like, turn, you acknowledge people. Like, Olu was just sitting there like, Olu time.
Yeah.
Like, Olu's happy.
Hey, what time y'all got?
Olu.
I got Olu 30.
Olu 30. Olu 45. He was chilling. That's what made it awkward, because she was trying to figure out, like, when do I do it? Like, I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't want to be that girl. And she turned out to be that girl just because she was trying not to be. And that's sad. Olu, do better, man. You got to do better.
Yeah.
You had her out there. You had her out there.
Yeah. Well, somebody who's been
People
out there.
Misinterpreting arm reach and
yeah. Damn shame.
Dang.
Somebody who's been out there in trade talks has been Brandon Ayuk. Now, for what it's worth, Brady's guy, Mike Silver, who's been covering the NFL for a long time.
Brady loves Mike Silver.
Big fan of Mike Silver.
Loves him.
Mike Silver said, based on conversations that he has had with people around the league, and again, he's been doing it a long time, very well sourced, he says that it's more likely than not that the 49ers would trade Deebo Samuel and not Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, wow. Is that what he said?
That's what he reported.
Did you make that up?
No, that's what he reported. He tweeted that. He said, based on conversations, it's more likely they would trade Deebo instead of Brandon.
Oh, man. I mean, there's two big issues with that. The first is the way they use Deebo. Like, they're so creative in the many different ways they get him the football. So I'd hate that. And the second thing is their walkout. Him and Trent Williams when they got the boombox. I don't know who the dude is with the boombox. It's awesome. And it's always like Deebo and Trent like walking out together kinda as they get going. And like, I don't know. Like, I'm not like a Niners fan or anything. I'm not partial, but I get hyped up. I'm like, all right, here they come, man. Here the boys come. Like, let's go. So that's going to be disappointing because you can't just replace that, you know?
So they drafted Ricky Pearsall out of Florida. And John Lynch spoke yesterday following the draft pick and then talked about the status of both Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel.
We're continuing to have positive talks with BA, and, you know, we are really efforting to get something done with him. And we're excited about continuing down that path. And Brandon being a part of this team, Deebo is a part of this team and a big part of this team. So, like I said, we feel great about that group, and we feel like we just made it better with another really good addition to it who complements the group real well.
Did you close the door on a trade?
Never close the door on a trade. I mean, we, you know, we'll always listen, and we have, and but we like our group as it stands.
Based on their track record, should anybody on that roster feel safe and secure in their job?
Never. Never. Like,
they kick the tires on everybody. Tom Brady.
That's they're wheeling and dealing. They have leverage right now for this reason. Anyone who didn't get a wide receiver that's looking for a bona fide, come in right away, help our roster, impact us, well, they got two guys. I mean, now one in Brandon Ayuk, who's on his fifth-year option, he wants a new deal. So if you're signing up for that, you're signing up for paying him too, and that's going to now be, as he's probably looking to reset the market, somewhere in the ballpark of $32 million per year. Whether you think he deserves that or not doesn't matter. That's like the market, that's the going rate now. We're starting to talk about that for wide receivers, which is nuts, but that's where we are. And then Debo, you know, his contract, it's I mean, the cap hit this year is like $28.6 million. So what I find interesting about it is they drafted Ricky Pearsall, who, by the way, I love. Like, I didn't think a team would take him in the first round, but I 100% get why San Francisco would, because Carolina or someone probably would have taken him at the top of the second round had they stayed put. Instead, they moved up to get a receiver. But he's got speed. He's got hands. He's a heck of a route runner. He could do a bunch of different things. So I love the pick. And I think if you're San Francisco and you're looking at what Philly's done with re-upping A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and you look at who you have to beat to win a Super Bowl, which is the Kansas City Chiefs, and look what they did in the draft and what they've done this offseason, you kind of have to figure out a way of making this work to keep all this firepower, at least for this year. And look, you got Brock Purdy on his rookie deal. So why not try to maximize it, have these three studs at wide receiver for you, along with Kittle, along with McCaffrey, and go after it and figure out a way of like making it work. I mean, Philly's making it work. They've got a ton of money, you know, wrapped up into the wide receivers. But it sounds like they've got to have to move on from one of them, I guess, to make it all work.
Yeah, so we get to watch that fun story play out. And who knows, maybe it'll get done later on today. We'll see. But coming up next here, we close up shop with a special edition of Over-Unders here on a Football Friday right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their trips
tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. We're going to be back on the air coming up on Monday, 6 a.m. Eastern time, 3 o'clock Pacific.
Speak
we'll look
yourself.
Back at the weekend in the NFL as far as the draft goes. Maybe an update on the NBA playoffs as well, too. Maybe we'll squeeze that in, but that'll be yours here coming up Monday, 6 a.m. Eastern time, 3 o'clock Pacific. Now, if you've missed any of this edition of this Football Friday extravaganza, including why the Falcons drafted Michael Penix, whether or not Lee Dellapp regurgitated a four-month-old article talking about sunglasses, or exactly what happened in the Fasciano household.
Oh.
You can check out the podcast. It'll be going up shortly after we go off the air. You search Two Pros wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcasts. You'll see this show posted right after we go off the air.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
I have been losing.
You know you're a lying, low-life gambling degenerate.
It's over under.
All right, so lead the lap. I mean, I don't know why we're trusting you to be able to give out accurate information this time based on what happened during the look back on over-unders for the first round of the draft.
That was solid.
I got
perfect.
Screwed.
Brady won.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, here's the thing. When Jonas comes in strong, knowing how bad he is at betting, we've got to humble you a little bit, Jonas.
Okay, first of all, bad I am at betting. You saw the proof that I bet on Caleb Williams to go number one overall.
That is true. Right. LeVar, did you see that bet?
Yeah.
What bet?
$20 to win 2 cents.
He bet $20 to win 2 cents.
Yeah, I did see that. So stupid.
Hey, a win's a win. You can kiss my ass, all right?
I did see it.
Those 2 pennies I could throw in a fountain at a car wash, and somebody would look at that and go, you know, that's good luck. So that's, you know, I'm gonna take those wins when I can get it. All right, Lee, what do we got?
Are we doing last week's, or are we just going to this week?
But
we're going this
want,
week.
I probably won last week, too.
Nah, you lost. All right, guys, let's just do this week. All right, we got some more draft to go through, so let's do this. We've talked about it. Raiders are the favorite to draft Spencer Rattler. They pick at number 44. Over-under on where Spencer Rattler gets drafted, 44.5.
Under.
Under.
I think his name goes off early.
Oh, man. I'm going to take the over.
Such a bad impression.
I'm going to take the over on Spencer Rattler. Cokehead. Cokehead rattlesnake. You can't even acknowledge that drug addict. What else we got, Lee?
Guys, how about this? Round a punter or kicker gets drafted in. 4.5.
Ooh.
It's
been a funky draft. I'm going to take the under.
I'm trying to think who's hyped up enough.
Taylor from
Iowa.
I'm going
to take the over. I feel like Tom Brady got taken in the 6th round. Purdy was, what, Mr. Irrelevant? Like,
what about the dude from Iowa? Is he out? Is he in the draft?
Oh, no, he is in the draft.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you.
Taylor.
I'm going to put my money on him.
Taking the under.
You think he gets drafted in the 4th round?
Yep.
By the 4th.
Man. He probably should. I mean, hell, he's pretty good, but I'm just going to say the over.
Guys, Blake Corum, big name amongst the running backs. Where is he amongst draft positions among the running backs? 2.5. So huh? Blake Corum's draft position among running backs, 2.5.
You've got Jonathan Brooks, who's going to be the first running back taken off the board, I think. Coming off an injury, though. Trey Benson out of Florida State.
Yep.
Who am I missing? You got Blake Corum as a part of that conversation.
That's too much of an educated over-under for me.
Marshawn Lloyd. Jalen Wright.
I don't know that I'd put him ahead of him. Jalen Wright, maybe someone team might like him better. Braylon Allen, who's young too, bigger back, different style. Bucky Irvin's the other guy I really like. I don't know.
I'll take the over.
I'll take the over too.
Take the under, Lee.
All right, there it is.
I mean, damn. Damn. I didn't get to go.
Why are you saying it like that, man?
Jeez, he's like cutting me off. Like, come on. Like, doing my research here.
All right.
Bella's number of players who were traded through the rest of the draft at a half.
Over.
I'll take the over.
Somebody's
over.
Getting dealt.
Yeah, someone's getting dealt.
Somebody's going to get dealt. You heard me.
Yeah.
I entertain all trades. All of them.
Your ass got traded.
Out of here.
Today.
Today.
And fellas, you got to cap it off right. Mr. Irrelevant, will it be an offensive or defensive player?
I think the racial deal would be a better over.
Oh,
under.
Black or white?
You yes. Okay, you let's do that. Instead?
All right,
black.
Yes.
No, I was going to say that. Oh, no, I was going to say
black,
that.
Black.
I'm going white.
White. No way. Come on.
Mr. Irrelevant?
What was white. The first round? Did we do the numbers on that?
Oh, number of black versus white?
Yeah.
But.
Well, listen. There.
Did we get over 5.5?
I mean, it depends on.
I mean, Cooper DeGene's still out there.
It depends
that
on.
That's pretty racist. No one is going to give us a quarterback or safety, nothing.
You know, Lee.
Mr. Irrelevant.
In defense of Olu's girlfriend?
Yes, you're going white.
I'm going to go black.
Oh.
I'll go black for Mr. Irrelevant here.
It's black, dog. It's black. Oh, no.
You go black, don't you?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!